Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Poppies on the Hill by Ted Landkamer is about a young boy and girl who befriend an elderly lady who enjoys planting and looking at poppies. The elderly lady, Mrs. Brannigan, always waited by her front gate for the boys and girls to be done with school and would hand out cookies for them to see. One day, the elderly lady is not outside. The young girl finds the lady not feeling very well, and she decides to plant the poppies on the hill for the lady to view. A coming-of-age story of seeing the prettier things in life. Ted is the father of three, grandfather of six wonderful grandchildren for the past 30 years. He's told his kids and now his grandchildren great stories to remember. Today, he channels his talents for storytelling through sharing great stories for other children to enjoy. His book is Poppies on the Hill. Also, the author of the book Buffy the Butterfly, the author Ted Landkamer, with us on This Week in America. Ted, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, I'd love to what you're doing and the message out there with your delightful children's books, and I'm fascinated where the story came from. Poppies on the Hill, let's take that to start with. Where did that story come from? What was the inspiration in writing this?
Well, my children at 3, 4, and 5 that I was telling these stories to, basically I was trying to encourage them to look at seniors and try to help them in any way they could. I've also had a couple of programs called Yes, Y-E-S, Youths Enjoying Seniors. So I've had kind of an interest in the idea of kids, young people, kind of helping seniors more than some.
Yes, and that really comes out in the book. And let's talk about Sarah. Sarah is the young lady who ends up befriending Mrs. Brannigan, and they really become close, and she's very helpful in her life, isn't she?
Yes, she is, and very, very thoughtful and sweet.
Yes, and we get to see her grow. We really see this maturation process, don't we, in Sarah, as we read about her in the book. And she understands what Mrs. Brannigan is going through and is there to help her. So we really see her become a very concerning lady.
Yes, yes, that's what I was trying to emphasize.
Well, and it comes across so well in the book Poppies on the Hill by Ted Landkamer. That's Landkamer. If you're Googling, you'll find the book at the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on, get direct information on Ted's book. What are your plans after writing this book?
Well, actually, I'm still trying to get two or three more books of this type for children done, and then I'm also writing on a couple for ideas for adults, different books for adults.
Interesting, yes, going from one in, you know, storytelling basically to children to doing adult books. So you are planning on writing more. What has this been like for you, this outlet, not just storytelling and but writing this and sharing the story with basically children, you know, worldwide will have the opportunity to read Poppies on the Hill. What's this been like for you?
It's just been great because I believe in trying to present my thoughts and ideas and sentiments and so on to more people while I'm here.
Yes. Yes, and get that message out, and it's such a powerful one that you have in the book presented so brilliantly, Poppies on the Hill by Ted Landkamer, our guest on the program. How did you come up with the title for the book?
I was always a fan of and always look for poppies in the right times of the year when they're coming out, and we have some right now down in our pasture below the house. We've got a small pasture. And there's some poppies down there, and I've always just kind of looked for them. They seem to give me kind of a boost in my life.
And that was the case with Mrs. Brannigan. That was something that she really enjoyed, and the kids knew that and did that to try to make her feel better. Let's talk about this process of writing. Why do you write, and what enjoyment do you get? Obviously, I mentioned this all started with storytelling. transferring that to writing, why do you write? What do you get out of the satisfaction you get out of writing?
I get a satisfaction in knowing that maybe my grandchildren would keep the books and have them during their lifetime to read to their children. So it's kind of like a legacy in life, I guess you'd say.
Yes. You know, and that's so interesting because it is a book designed sort of for grandparents to read to grandchildren, isn't it? It's a book that you can not only read, but pause as you're reading and talk about what Sarah is doing and Mrs. Brannigan. You can really develop that relationship by reading it and discussing it, can't you?
Yes, you can. It's kind of bringing people together, and young people with elders is always kind of a sentimental thought to me.
Yeah, and there can be that special bond there. I think all of us can think back on somebody that was, our grandparents' age, and maybe we grew close to in the neighborhood, and they gave us cookies or candy or something to help with that relationship.
Yep.
Let's talk about going through it and actually writing the book. So you have this idea, you need to find the right words, you need the illustration, and by the way, it's very attractively illustrated. Talk about the whole process of putting this book together, because it's more than just an idea, isn't it? You have to relay it in words that will keep the kids' attention, get the point across, and do it from a visual standpoint as well.
Yes, it's true. And basically, I've always had a real eye for little children, 3, 4, 5 years old. And I've always thought of what might keep their interest in writing, something about the world and so on, and people that would catch their attention. And I hope I've done that.
Well, you have. Now, the book we're talking about is Poppies on the Hill by Ted Landkammer. That's Landkammer. The other book available by Ted as well is Buffy the Butterfly. You'll find the books at authorreputationpress.com. The usual places, I'll send you to authorreputationpress.com. And when you go there, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll go to that website and get all of the information there. Talk about the illustrations, because that's always sometimes an afterthought with a writer when you talk with them, and then they realize the importance of the illustration sort of visually telling the story. Talk about your thoughts as you were putting the illustrations together for the book.
Well, basically, I had the story itself, and then I had others who helped me in the illustrations, and I approved those that I really liked. And I've been very happy with overall the pictures and illustrations, because they kind of represent the idea of the book, which is kind of a sentimental idea of bringing people together.
Yeah, there's a sort of a touch of nostalgic quality as you're reading the book Poppies on the Hill by the author and our guest on the program, Ted Landkammer. Again, book available at authorreputationpress.com. Let's talk a little bit about some of the themes that you bring out, and you do it in such a gentle way. We just follow what the children are doing, and there are some messages there as well. What are some of the themes you wanted to discuss, to explore in the book?
I wanted to explore the feelings of tenderness of young folks towards life in general, but particularly young children's feelings and closeness to people who are older and oftentimes ill, and to get them to let that kind of resonate in their brain and body, to where they understand the fact of getting older and many times illness.
Yes, and you bring that out as Sarah watches Mrs. Brannigan and understands empathy and goes out of her way to help her through a difficult period. Poppies on the Hill by Ted Landkammer, who's our guest on the program. Talk a little bit about the motivation in producing this book. Again, it's a great story, but there's a lot of work involved in putting a book together. It certainly sounds like a labor of love for you. What was the motivation in getting this book published?
The motivation mainly came from the children that I was telling the brief story to in the beginning, And I noticed that their eyes perked up and their minds were more attracted to the story. Each page, you might say, that I was covering with them while they were sitting across the room from me, and I'd mention different factors about the beauty of the poppies and the beauty of the elder person that was my attempt to get the message across from the kids to the elders.
And you do a nice job with that. And it's interesting, you sort of had your own little focus group there, didn't you? You were able to see on the faces and to sense the reaction as you were telling different parts of the story. You had that immediate feedback there.
Yes. Yes, there was an immediate feeling of connection with these younger folks.
How long did it take you to write the book?
I started on it maybe a number of years ago, and it took me at least 6 months to get the basic story down, and then I started making some additions and corrections.
And the finished product is Poppies on the Hill by Ted Landkamer. The book's available at authorreputationpress.com, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to order the get information and order the book as well. Why would you hope people would read the book? What is sort of the takeaway? It's entertaining, but there are some very gentle messages there as well. What do you hope the reader takes away from reading the book?
I hope they take away the feelings that I have about growing older and the fact that a lot of times elders are more or less too often alone. And I wanted children to realize that and empathize with it and go ahead and try to feel better about contacting elders. Sometimes they're kind of hesitant about people who are older and so on, even to approach them.
Well, Sarah does such a beautiful job with that, and it is such a strong message that you're sending. Another message that I really like is talking about nature. That's something that doesn't cost us anything. It's there every day. And children really learn with the poppies and everything in the book to appreciate the outdoors and what's available to us.
Yes, and Grandma Branigan helped them to understand nature better and told them how to plant the seeds for the poppies, told them how to water them, and kind of gave them a brief education about startups on plants and so on.
Yeah, I would think as children would read the book, suddenly they go outside and see things differently. It's not just something growing out of the ground. There's a little bit more to the story there, a little bit more appreciation. The other book that you've written is Buffy the Butterfly, and I understand this basically inspired by your granddaughter's love for butterflies. Talk a little bit about that. What's the story behind Buffy the Butterfly?
Well, I noticed one day that, kind of in the spring, that the kids that were then able to go outside, it was warmer and so on, they would see a butterfly and they would fly and they would run towards it, trying to see if they can get closer to it or even try to catch it with their hand. And usually they couldn't do that, but they followed them every time, and it was kind of like a adventure for them.
Oh, yes. That's Buffy the Butterfly. That's available as well when you go to the website to look up the book. You'll be able to, the book we're talking about, The Poppies on the Hill, you'll be able to get information on Buffy the Butterfly. Butterflies and poppies, they're sort of healing power with both of those when you think about it out there. There's something relaxing about watching butterflies and certainly poppies. So there's that aspect of it as well. It's sort of healing for adults, and I would assume children as well, to have those in our lives.
That's what my hope is, that it really kind of instills in them that feeling of aging and elders needing company, especially company of little children who are asking questions and so animated about life in general at that age of 3, 4, and 5, and 6.
If you just sort of bottled their enthusiasm, you know, the questions, their inquisitive nature, and save that for a later life, what an interesting world it would be, because there really are something at that age. And you're the grandfather of six, and the book is dedicated to your grandchildren. This has to be special, a special bond with the grandchildren. Talk about that aspect of it, because you're sharing so much with them, and I'm sure when they see the finished product, the book there, that it's an emotional time for them as well as for you.
It is very much that way, and I noticed that my heartbeat and everything kind of went up a little bit when I saw them eagerly looking at the book when it was first delivered to them. The finished book.
Yes.
And I felt good inside about it, kind of like just a good feeling.
And all of that work that goes into putting that together, and I'm sure there are times when it's like, will I ever get this printed? And then you see that book so beautifully done, such a charming story, and then you see the response and on the faces of children. And what's interesting is children, you know, on a worldwide basis will be reading your story, Poppies on the Hill, and the other book, Buffy the Butterfly. A minute or so left in the program. You mentioned that you're working on some other books. Anything that coming out soon in the next few months, for example?
Yes, in the next month, I've got one being completed, illustrated, and so on. And it's called I Wish I Had an Elephant.
I'm looking forward to that. You've got my attention with the title of that. And then the books, more adult-oriented books, are you close to publishing some of those?
Well, I have finished one called Laughs and Guffaws, Laughter, kind of a book full of many little stories that are comedic and fun to read. Yes. And give you a laugh. And that one's already finished. I haven't tried to move it too much further than my own home, actually, but it's done.
Well, we will look forward to all of these, the books that are available now, Poppies on the Hill, and as well as Buffy the Butterfly. Ted Landkammer is our guest on the program. That's Landkammer. You'll find the book available at authorreputationpress.com in the bookstore. You'll find it at the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll link you up directly to information on Ted's book. Ted, you're a very talented and gifted author. The book is touching so many people and will be a great bond between generations. Thank you. First of all, congratulations on that, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you.
It has been our pleasure to have you with us, Ted Landkammer, author of the book Poppies on the Hill. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com and link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.